Welcome to Maseches Shabbos, Perek Dal, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 4, Mishnah 2. The Mishnah continues talking about Hatmana, the concept, the idea of insulating, and the prohibited and permissible ways to do it. Says the Mishnah, Tomin Bishalach, and a person may insulate using skins of animals, and one may even move those skins of animals on Shabbos, because they could be used for permissible functions, such as spreading them out as a rug or something like that. Big Gizeit Semer, it is permissible to insulate using wool shearings. However, you're not allowed to move those wool shearings on Shabbos because they're muktzah. They're set aside for something which is prohibited. There's no permissible use. Now, if a person did say, you know what, I'm using these wool shearings just for hatmana, just for insulation, then it's not muktzah. But we're talking about a person didn't have that in mind. If let's say a person did insulate it with wool shearings, now what does he do? He can't move those wool shearings. Says the Mishnah, Noitel Asakisui, he removes the covering that's on top of the pot, Vehein Noflos, and the wool shearings fall by themselves. That's called in Halacha Tiltul Min Hatzad, or moving a Mukta object in an abnormal fashion. And by the way, that's the Halacha, that if let's say there's a Mukta object on the floor, depends what type of Mukta perhaps, but there's a Mukta item on the floor, and one moves it with their elbow, or perhaps scoots it along with their foot, that is not necessarily a prohibition of muktzah, because that's tiltum natzad, that's carrying it or moving it in an abnormal fashion. Continues the Mishnah. So between the lines says the Mishnah, how is a person supposed to remove? Okay, so you got the lid off. Now how do you remove the food from the pot? Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah says, kupa, let's say the pot was insulated with wool shearings and it was inside of like a metal box or an earthenware box. Matal tzida, he moves the whole entire box onto its side. The Vinaitel, and he takes from the tafshil, he takes from the cooked item as much as he needs, and he leaves the rest of it inside of the pot for the next meal. But he can't move the pot outside of the kupa, outside of this box. Shema yitom eini yachal achzer. Because if he takes out the pot, maybe some of the wool shearings will fall into the hole that it was where the pot sat before. And now he's not allowed to take out the wool shearings because those are muktzah. So therefore, you're not allowed to take out the pot. The Chum disagreed and say, no, to the Mach, so you could take out the pot, you could put it back into the hole. But the Chum would agree that if, let's say, the hole becomes filled with wool shearings, he would not be able to move them out because they are muktzah. Continues the Mishnah, Loki sell me ba'odium. If a person forgot to insulate his cooked object before Shabbos, lo yuchasenu mishatech shach, once it becomes Shabbos, once the sun sets, it's usher for a person, it's prohibitive for a person to insulate even something that doesn't increase heat, because on Shabbos, insulation is prohibited. Kisahu, if let's say a person covered the object before Shabbos v'nisgala and it became revealed, someone knocked off the covering, motor lechasoso, then it's permissible. Concludes the Mishnah, memali esakito, and a person could fill up a large jug of cold water, v'nosin l'tachasakar, and place it underneath a pillow, tachasakesos, or under a blanket, in order to retain its cool qualities, and that it shouldn't get warm and tepid, and that's not a prohibition. Everyone would agree that that's permissible. We don't say, oh, you can't do that, because if you do that, you're going to do it with something hot, and that's aser. No, says the Mishnah. It is permissible. Wishing you a wonderful and very successful day.